Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast on Cambridge 105 Radio. Thursday morning looks beautiful out there. 9:10, and I am joined in the studio by Sarah Colwell, who is our theatre reviewer. And you went along to the ADC Theatre last night to see Guys and Dolls, and I was delighted this morning when I opened my phone at,
5:35?
Yeah, 5:35.
Yeah.
5:35. And I had the message from you, and it says, probably the best show I've seen at the ADC ever.
Ever.
The choreography, singing, acting, all spot on, an interesting stage prop, which we'll talk about. And you said that you and your daughter went along to see it, and you both in total awe. So, I mean, that's a rave review
on my phone.
I mentioned Guys and Dolls on Tuesday.
You did, and you got a bit confused.
I'm confused. Yeah, okay, so it's a musical comedy.
It is.
Based in 1950s New York. Yeah. Gamblers, gangsters, nightclub singers. I love all that. So,
and mission people also.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's when it boils down to it, it's basically a love story. Like, I suppose everything
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
Really. It's based on a couple of stories by Damon Runyon, who was an American short story writer of the 1950s. And it's the story of a man who is he runs gambling games, crap games.
Mm-hmm.
He's also with a lady who is a dancer in the Hot Box Club, mm-hmm. Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, and then there's another man who comes in called Sky, Nathan, who is the guy who runs the crap games,
yep.
bets him that he can't take this mission lady to Havana. So that's the kind of, it starts off like that, and then it's all about falling in love, falling out of love potentially, losing the girl, getting the girl, and lots of stuff in between with dancing and the police coming. It's just,
so is it all that kind of underworld?
Kind of underworldy thing where they have to find somewhere to play the crap game, and then are they going to find it? Is Sky going to be taking Sarah Brown, the mission lady, to Havana? Is it going to work? Who's going to get the money? What's going to happen in the end?
And so is she sort of is she part of the bet? She's traded almost.
Yes, almost.
To see who wins, who loses, and who wins the girl over.
Yes.
Crap game.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
And Adelaide, who is the lady that Nathan is with, has been engaged to him for 14 years, and there's a sort of a funny sub-story about that, where she's trying to get him to marry her, and it all ends up okay in the end, so it's just lovely. But, story aside, the performance was incredible. I've never seen, like, as I said.
Yeah, tell us.
I'm kind of buzzing with it still. It was slick, it was professional, the dancing, the choreography, the singing, the acting, the American accents, the New York accents, everything was
completely
spot on.
It sounds like a huge production.
It's a big production on a small stage.
Yeah.
I always say this about the ADC, don't I? It's a very small stage, but they had this wonderful, as I said, a prop, which is more of a box, really, which became two or three sets. So it kind of opened and closed and became something else. So it was very clever. It was a bit squeaky, which made the audience laugh. But I think the majority of the audience knew the cast as well, which is always a nice thing, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Was it the kind of thing that, like, you could tell that the cast themselves were just absolutely having the best time?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. Yeah. You could, and there's some tap dance. I love tap dancing. I always want to cry when I see people.
I always wanted to be a tap dancer because I love the noise that the shoes make.
Yeah. Fabulous tap dancing. There were some big sort of, there's a couple of really big dance numbers. One of them in the first act was just remarkable, sort of Latin American dance. The whole cast was supremely talented, and I don't think I've been to a show that I enjoyed and felt completely blown away by as I did last night.
Amazing.
Also my 14-year-old.
I was going to say, I mean, it's a pretty old style story, 1950s, probably written about, I don't know how many years ago,
a few decades ago, at least. The film was 1955, wasn't it, with Frank Sinatra.
With Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando.
Oh, wow.
Indeed, I know.
I need to see the film. I'm a bit of a fan of Frank Sinatra as well, actually.
Yeah, and Marlon Brando.
But your 14-year-old, she loved it too.
She did, because she's very musical. She's very into the modern musicals. They did Little Shop of Horrors at her school last year. So I took her along and I said, this is proper. Oh, right, of course it is, as they do. But she absolutely loved it.
Delightful little teenagers, aren't they?
14. She's going to download the soundtrack
today. Oh, my, really? Did make an impression then.
Yeah.
Are there some really famous songs from Guys and Dolls?
Love Be a Lady.
Okay.
The Bee Lady.
That's the one.
I think that's about the only one I kind of recognise.
Yeah.
There's one, I'm Rocking the Boat, but there's some lovely sort of love songs, there's a couple of solos, and the girls had amazing voices. Apparently, Molly said the soprano was outstanding. She probably hit A5,
ooh,
if anybody knows what that means. So, yes. I definitely that, worth a view.
That sounds pretty fantastic. So it was actually opening night last night as well.
It was opening night. It was packed.
Packed, yeah.
Packed.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So that is going on for 2 weeks,
it is.
This one.
It finishes on the 21st.
So that's interesting, because normally it is just until the Saturday,
isn't
it?
I think it's kind of probably one of their last shows. I feel like I followed these people over the last year, these students.
You've seen their progression.
I recognise them. I mean, I have to mention Tom Barder, who played Nathan Quickly, and Mabel Hoskins, who played Adelaide, and Satvik Subramaniam, who played Skye.
Mm.
They were absolutely outstanding. And the comedy acting as well. Arthur Rodewright, he plays Nicely, one of the gangsters.
They've got a lot of funny old names.
They have, Nicely.
Skye, Adelaide.
I know.
Nicely.
Just all of them. And Harry Burke, who played Big Jewel.
And Big Jewel, of course. Can't forget Big Jewel.
A gangster from Chicago who comes along.
Brilliant. So that's going on for 2 weeks.
It is.
And it might be sort of because it's towards the end of
term academic
year or
something. It's coming up to the end of Lent term,
yes,
isn't it? So,
oh, yeah, we're still quite early into it, aren't we?
Yeah.
So do these guys, do they then come back, like Easter term, and they put on more production? Or is this
It could be. I think a lot of them, like these Footlights I saw a couple of weeks ago, that's kind of their final swan song. I think a lot of them are leaving.
Okay, so they go out with a big number.
Yeah, so
right.
They've all been part of the University Dramatic Society since they were at the university. So it's beginning to become the end of their time at Cambridge and their... And I feel quite sad. I feel like I'm losing my children. It's tragic, isn't it? But definitely, I would absolutely recommend going to see this. And I don't say that very often.
No.
I go to the theatre a lot, as you know, and I don't say that very often.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds like a great way to go out for those guys.
Totally.
They are doing a fantastic performance of Guys and Dolls at the ADC Theatre. You can get your tickets now. They have... daily performances from 7:45 starting today, going through all the way till next Saturday, the 21st of March. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Does this mean that we don't know when we're going to see you again?
No, there's a couple more things coming up. I'm not entirely sure about next week, but I certainly have something the week after, but I'll be in touch. There will be more.
Good,
they
good,
will.
Good, good. Right,
great.
Keep in touch. I want more of your excited messages at 5:45
I'll
in the morning.
I'll do my best.
Right, so how do you feel? You like a bit of Elvis Presley, so I've been doing
Elvis.
Well with that. And you like a bit of George Michael.
I love George.
How about this one? Do you like a little bit of Sia?
Oh, that's a bit modern. I'm so sorry.
This one, not into the modern stuff. Okay, I'll try harder.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.